The Wendigo by Algernon Blackwood, narrated by Michael Ward. Chapter 1. A considerable number of hunting parties were out that year without finding so much as a fresh trail, for the moose were uncommonly shy, and the various Nimrods returned to the bosoms of their respective families with the best excuses the facts of their imaginations could suggest. Dr. Cathcart, among others, came back without a trophy, but he brought instead the memory of an experience which he declares was worth all the bull moose that had ever been shot. But then Cathcart, of Aberdeen, was interested in other things besides moose, amongst them the vagaries of the human mind. This particular story, however, found no mention in his book on collective hallucination, for the simple reason, so he confided once to a fellow colleague, that he himself played too intimate a part in it to form a competent judgment of the affair as a whole. Besides himself and his guide, Hank Davis, there was young Simpson, his nephew, a divinity student destined for the Wee Kirk, then on his first visit to Canadian backwoods, and the latter's guide, Defago. Joseph Defago was a French Canuck, who had strayed from his native province of Quebec years before and got caught in a rat portage when the Canadian Pacific Railway was a-building. A man who, in addition to his unparalleled knowledge of woodcraft and bush lore, could also sing the old voyageur songs and tell a capital hunting yarn into the bargain. He was deeply susceptible, moreover, to that singular spell which the wilderness lays upon certain lonely natures, and he loved the wild solitudes with a kind of romantic passion that amounted almost to an obsession. The life of the backwoods fascinated him, whence, doubtless, his surpassing efficiency in dealing with their mysteries. On this particular expedition, he was Hank's choice. Hank knew him, and swore by him. He also swore at him, jest as a pal might. And since he had a vocabulary of picturesque, if utterly meaningless, oaths, the conversation between the two stalwart and hardy woodsmen was often of a rather lively description. This river of expletives, however, Hank agreed to dam a little out of respect for his old hunting boss, Dr. Cathcart.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?